The biblical period spans a period of 1,400 years. It begins with the earliest roots of the patriarchal family of Israel and its intimate initial relationship with God. The Bible records the stages leading to the emergence of the Israelites as a nation, their liberation from bondage, their acceptance of a body of teaching, and that is what the word Torah means, teaching. A body of teaching revealed to them through Moses. And finally, the Bible ends with the establishment of a kingdom in that land promised to their patriarchs. And we should focus on this biblical period at the beginning of our lecture. Israelite history and its religion both begin with the same figure, the patriarch Abraham. The national epoch begins with Abraham being told by God to leave his home, which was in Ur of the Chaldeans, that was east of the Euphrates River, modern-day Iraq, and proceed to a land that I will show you. And this journey begins a series of intermittent migrations and settlement, Abraham and then his son Isaac and then his grandson Jacob. Ultimately, the family, and it is still just a family, settles in the land that would become the emerging nation's homeland. Abraham, however, is not only the progenitor of the Israelite people, he's the father of its faith as well. He is described in the Bible as having faith in God, and would later be perceived as the first human to not only recognize God's existence, but to remove himself from the pervasive idolatrous culture of his day. The rabbis tell a beautiful story that the young boy Abraham used to visit his father's idol factory. And one day at night, right, he broke into the factory and destroyed all of the idols and then placed a stick in the hands of one of the idols, right, to pin it on one of those idols that was there. And so the young child Abraham already recognizes the foolishness in a belief in idols. His faith is rewarded by a series of covenants with God, one of which was symbolized through his willingness to circumcise himself and his offspring. And hence the Hebrew word for covenant is brit. That now designates the circumcision ceremony in Judaism. Abraham's faith is tested by God. God commands, and Abraham is willing to sacrifice his son Isaac on an altar. The story became a defining moment for Jews throughout history, because their willingness to accept all sorts of pain and adversity while remaining steadfast in their faith would constantly be compared to that of their patriarch Abraham. And in later liturgy, God is repeatedly asked to remember Abraham's total commitment as justification for forgiving his seed's frequent lapses. In later times, the rabbis would project Abraham as seeking converts to Judaism. And even today, a convert is given the Hebrew name Son of Abraham, our father. And female converts are also designated the daughter of Sarah, who was Abraham's wife, the daughter of Sarah, our mother. The events surrounding the patriarchs represent the earliest strands of a collective memory that binds all subsequent adherents to Judaism. And I stress collective memory. Our interest is not in historicity. And even the Bible never attempts to contextualize those stories into a broader historical framework. We should note, however, that scholars have tended to place the migratory processes that are alluded to in the stories of the patriarchs somewhere between the 20th and 16th centuries BCE. There is absolutely no way that we can verify any of these stories. The second critical stage in the biblical account of Israel's emergence as a nation and as a religion is the bondage of Abraham's descendants in Egypt for hundreds of years. That culminated with their exodus from that land under the leadership of Moses. The biblical book of Genesis has already God informing Abraham that his descendants would be captives and would be slaves in the land of Egypt. And that's very important because this lends a sense of providence, of providential involvement in all the subsequent history of Israel. It stresses that nothing in the nation's history transpires by chance. The centuries of bondage in Egypt coincide with Israel's transformation from an extended family of some 70 people to a nation of hundreds of thousands. They're there for hundreds of years. Through divine intervention, punishment of the Egyptians, the Israelites are ultimately led out of Egypt by Moses, the most important figure in the emergence of Judaism, without a doubt. The miraculous redemption was destined to become one of the great defining moments in the collective memory of Judaism. It would even be enhanced by the opening statements of the Ten Commandments, where God proclaims, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, the house of bondage. You shall have no other God but me."